This is Northwest News from KNKX. It has been 5 years since the 2012 May Day protest that left windows shattered in downtown Seattle. May Day events usually turn violent at night, but police were caught off guard that year when a small group of protesters lashed out in the middle of the day. 88.5's Monica Spain has more on the city's response over the last few years.
Seattle is no stranger to protests that end in chaos, arrests, and injuries. In 1999, World Trade Organization demonstrations shocked people around the world. And on every May Day in recent years, after peaceful daytime marches wrap up, mayhem creeps in. James Cito from the Downtown Seattle Association, which represents the business community and residents, remembers the year that then-Mayor Mike McGinn issued a proclamation of civil emergency.
I think of it as 2012 as sort of the flashpoint year. So it's the incident with Nike Town and a couple of other storefronts getting their windows busted out. So what we do is to make sure that our downtown retailers and property managers, that they're on the same page with Seattle police.
Every year since, police meet with store owners to make sure there aren't any sidewalk displays that could be turned into projectiles.
I am now issuing you a public safety order to disperse from the area.
Seattle police have updated its crowd control techniques. Bicycle patrols corral protesters and funnel them out of busy areas. And in a recent interview, Seattle Police Sergeant Sean Whitcomb told KNKX the troublemakers are in the minority.
Understanding that dynamic, that we're not policing a group, you know, we're looking to police individuals who are disrupting that group's activities, and balancing that with the interest of everyone who's there.
It's that delicate dance on May Day between free speech and public safety. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.